I must say that Ray and I have been overwhelmed and completely taken by surprise by the reaction to the Thurber Whitechapel telephonic stories, which have been coming over the lines the past few weeks, all as a result of meeting him on a tour some weeks back. He went back to his home in North Chicago and has been calling in ever since with little human stories of things that happened to him. He's on the phone now, and Thurber Whitechapel, what is our story about this week?
Hello there, Bob, and hello there, Ray, and hello there, everybody who enjoys my telephonic stories.
Well, a great many people do, Thurber. We've had letters and phone calls. People stop us on the street. They say, hey, how about those Thurber Whitechapel phone calls, stories? And we say, yeah, how about it? And they all seem to like them. So I guess we'll have to continue.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. I'd like to tell the story of the time I was on a wine testing tour. It was very interesting, and I thought you might like to hear about that.
Well, it sounds as if it would. If you can just keep it short, that's been our big problem. Your stories do ramble a little bit, and they run over our accustomed time period. So you have about a minute here. If you can tell us a crisp, concise story, wrap it up in a nutshell inside of a minute, we'll be real happy here.
Well, I was on this wine testing tour through Gary, Indiana about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were trying to find a new white wine that we had heard rumored was being raised and grown there in Gary, Indiana.
You mean the grapes for it were?
I had this old Marmon touring car. I don't know if you're familiar with those cars.
Yes, I remember those.
They were a very, very well engineered automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And they're antiques now.
Well, there are several in good operating order. That,
well, this one wasn't. And
mm-hmm.
that's another part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
I arrived in Gary, Indiana. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning. And I wasn't in the mood to go right out to the famous Gary Vineyards at that hour.
A little too early to test the grape, huh?
Right. So I went in town, and I don't know if I ever mentioned... did I ever tell you about Porky McNichol, a fellow who usually travels with me on these...
No, I don't think you've mentioned him, but I think you're getting off onto another story here. And we are getting the old speed-up signal, which means that we've got to draw this to a close. Can you finish it, or shall we call you back? Because
I think
don't
you
like
better
crazy.
Call me back, because I've got Porky in here now, and he went off on a little side trip that I think is more than interesting.
All right, swell. Thurber, we'll call you back in a little while and see if we can get the wrap-up of your story for this week.